This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Biden administration expanded federal protections across millions of acres of Alaskan wilderness on Friday, blocking oil, gas, and mining operations in some of the most unspoiled land in the country. The Interior Department said it would ban drilling in more than half of the 23-million-acre National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, an ecologically sensitive expanse north of the Arctic Circle. Withdrawing 13 million acres of Arctic tundra from future oil and gas drilling will ensure maximum protections in more than half of the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, a swath of pristine wilderness on the state's north slope, bounded by the Chukchi Sea to the west and the Beaufort Sea to the north. It is the largest single swath of public land in the United States. Despite having petroleum in its name, some of the most valuable fish and wildlife habitat in the Arctic coastal plain is found within the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. The Interior Department also said it would deny a permit for an industrial road that the state of Alaska had wanted to build through the gates of the Arctic National Park and Preserve in order to reach a large copper deposit. The proposed 211-mile industrial road through the Brooks Range on federal land called the Ambler Road was a proposed two-lane gravel road that would have had to cross 11 rivers and thousands of streams before it reached the site of a copper deposit. The Interior Department found that the road would significantly and irrevocably disturb wildlife habitat, pollute spawning grounds for salmon, and threaten the hunting and fishing traditions of more than 30 Alaska Native communities. Together, the two moves amount to one of the biggest efforts in history to shield Alaskan land from drilling and mining. The new rules are expected to face challenges from industry as well as from some elected leaders in Alaska, where oil and gas revenues make up much of the state's budget and where mining is a main driver of the economy. Conservationists and tribal leaders called the government's decision on the two rules a historic victory. Even denying the Alaska oil and gas drilling and mining, American oil production is at record levels, and the United States is the world's leading exporter of liquefied natural gas. Part of an environmental blitz, the Alaska announcements helped President Biden cement his climate and conservation legacy in an effort to win back voters angry over a decision he made last year to approve an immense oil drilling project called Willow, an $8 billion project in Alaska. The decisions on the Ambler Road and the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, do not affect the Willow Project, the biggest new oil field in decades in Alaska, expected to produce up to 180,000 barrels per day for the next 30 years. Over the past several weeks, the administration has announced strict new emissions limits for automobiles, raised the cost to drill and mine on public lands while making it easier to conserve those federal lands, and issued a host of regulations to restrict toxic chemicals in air and drinking water. President Biden has also expanded the boundaries of several national monuments. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality began new projects in April to clean up the upper 10-mile Superfund site southwest of Helena. Four construction projects are underway aimed at removing or fixing in place heavy metals from mining contaminating the area. The upper 10-mile creek site covers 53 square miles. Federal remediation efforts to clean decades of mining pollution began in the early 2000s. This year's work addresses waste removal from previous projects, ranch irrigation ditch cleanup, and Minnehaha Creek drainage mine sites cleanup. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.